诸位法师，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everyone. 阿弥陀佛。
今天是母亲节，也是义和节哈，很有趣啊。
Today actually is a Mother's Day as well as a Buddha's birthday, so it is a quite coincidence, very interesting.
你们知道你们这个色身是谁生的吗？
So, do you know who gave birth to this physical body?
也是妈妈生的嘛，哈。
Yes, it's your mom.
那佛法的色身是什么东西生的
？So, who gave life? Who gave birth to this Dhamma body?
晓不晓得
？Do you know?
是法身生色身。
Actually, the Dhamma body gave birth to this physical body.
一般可能大家不知道什么是法身啊。那讲这个什么空性或是佛性，可能大家就知道了哈。
So, maybe you're not familiar when I talk about the Dhamma body, you don't know what I'm referring to. But if I mention emptiness orBuddha nature, you may be familiar with these terms.
可能很多人都听过了啊。奇怪，这边怎么没有
？Yeah, maybe you have. Most of you may have already heard these terms of emptiness and Buddha nature.
反正你们记住，就是法身，就是你现前能够听我讲话。能够看，能够听，能够想，能够录影，那个能力，那个就是法身。
So, you know, in a simple way, Dhamma body is the one that is right now, at this moment, is able to see, to hear, to listen, to think, to perceive.
那这个心无形无相，算法身就是无形无相啊。
And the Dhamma body, the mind, the true mind, has no physical forms.
我请问大家，你们一个念头浮起来，你知道它从哪里浮起来吗
？So I want to ask you a question. When you have a thought arising in your mind, do you know where does it come from?
啊？真心在哪里？他们说从真心浮出来，真心在哪里？
So some people answered the thought arises from the true mind, and then Fashi asked where is your true mind?
可能大家不知道，但是每个人都会经验到，好像我心中浮出一个念头，有没有？我们会不会这样讲？我心中浮出一个念头，我心中浮出一个想法，我心中感觉是不是也是从心中浮出来的？
So some people may say or may feel that I have a thought arising out of my mind, or I have an emotion or sensation coming out of my mind.
所以今天因为是义和节啊，刚刚大家都有这个参加这个义和的仪式，然后有用水来什么洗涤这个沐浴佛的身体啊。
And today is bathing the Buddha Dhamma assembly, and just now everyone already used the water to bathe in the little Buddha statue.
也就是说，我们身体脏了啊，那就用水把它洗一洗嘛，哈。
Well, that symbolizes that when our body is dirty, we can use water to wash off the dirt.
那我们心会不会脏？
But what about our mind? Will our mind get dirty too?
会哦，比如你看不顺眼，那就是嫉妒人家，这算不算脏
？Yeah, sometimes the mind can get dirty too. For example, when you are upset with someone or you jealous of someone, do you think that counts as your mind getting dirty?
有时候我们可以讲说，你的心选择。让自己受伤，让别人受伤， 的这些念头、想法、感觉，我们可以把它叫做脏。
So sometimes we can say that your mind chose to generate the thoughts that both harmful to yourself and to others, or generate the sensation or emotion or all kinds of feelings that are both harmful, hurtful to yourself and others. Those kind of things we can all call defilement or the mind dirt.
然后你选择让别人欢喜，让自己欢喜，然后我们把它叫做清净。
And when your mind chose to generate thoughts, feelings that both beneficial to yourself and others, that make others happy and make yourself happy, and we say that your mind is purified.
刚刚我们从东珠禅师来这边的时候，在那个街里面呢、啊，就是巷那个巷子里面，前面有一部车子，它好像要倒退要停车，要不要怎么样？就它不动。那我们国智菩萨就说：“哎呀，他大概是新手啊。”那我是什么？很奇怪，哪个比较舒服？
法师，您说什么？很奇怪。
就很奇怪，他怎么都不走这样子啊？其实我是在埋怨，对不对
？Okay, yeah. So, let me tell a little story. Today, just before we came to this place, we departed from our temple and came over, and we saw a car stop in the middle of the road. You know, stop traffic because the car was want to park into a place. So, the volunteer driver. Was complaining, saying, "Well, it looks like it's a novice driver." But I was just wondering, that's strange. Why the car stopped in the middle of the road? So, which thinking you think will make you more comfortable?
所以在那个小小的，我就发觉，哎，我常在讲说要什么，要无我啊，要。不要烦恼啊！结果自己就选择一个什么埋怨的。不过我还发现的早一点啊。
So, we often practice the notion of no self, but still sometimes we give in to complainments. But luckily, I discovered a little earlier, so I can choose not to do that.
我们一般希望快乐，可是你是选择埋怨，想要得到快乐。
We often wish to be happy, but what do we choose to be happy? Do you choose to be content or just to be have complaints? To have complaints.
所以你今天都能够选择让自己快乐，让别人快乐，就是你今天就是什么？你在洗你的什么？洗你的佛身，或是洗你的法身？
So today if you have the ability to choose to make yourself happy and make others happy and be content, then you actually the process is washing your Dharma body or your Buddha nature.
我们一天有几个机会可以洗这个心啊，洗这个法身，有几次的机会啊？需要洗多少次？
And how many times we actually have the opportunity to wash our Dharma body? Or how many times actually do we need to do that?
如果一秒钟可以洗一次的话，你一天可以洗90,000次左右。
And if you can bathe your Dharma body every second, and you probably had 90,000 chances to do that.
一天90,000次的话，你把它弄脏的机会比较多，还是把它洗干净比较多
？And among the 90,000 chances every day, what's the likelihood? Are you more likely to get your mind dirty, or is it more likely you purify your mind?
如果你现在这边听讲没有从头到尾花洗充满，你表示你把它弄脏了。
And if you're sitting here and listen to this Dharma talk from the beginning to now, you're not always feel that you're filled with joy. That means that at some point you already your mind is already getting a little dirty.
我记得我有听我们自己的同门师兄弟，不是听师父，是听我们的师兄弟讲经，我都在用批判的哈，看他那个地方讲错了哈。
Yeah, I remembered that when I was listening to Dharma talk from one of my Dharma brothers, from the beginning to the end, I have always been using the criticizing mind to listen to the talks. So my mind, was not, had some defilement.
我可能从头到尾两个，他讲两个小时，我就两个小时在什么，找他哪个地方讲错。啊，他讲得非常好，那我就想说，他只会讲没有修行，没有实际上的修行。
So, within that 2 hours talk of my Dharma brothers, he actually did a very good job for 2 hours. But within that 2 hours, I have always been just trying to fighting faults with his talks. And even he did a perfect job, I would think.Well, even you talk so well, your practice is not as good.
所以在那两个小时哈，我选择把这个法身弄脏啊，那自己还不晓得，还觉得说，对哦，他就是这样子。
And so actually within that 2 hours of lecture time, talk time, I chose to defile my own mind, and I didn't even know about it.
其实我讲的都非常中肯，请问我会不会舒服？
讲得非常中肯。
我很中肯呢，就是我没有，就是偏见呢。请问我会不会舒服？
谁讲的中肯？
啊？
谁讲的中肯？
就是我啊，我在挑我们的师兄弟的毛病，讲得非常公道，大家都同意。请问我会不会舒服？
Even though I was very sincere in criticizing him or giving him construct feedback, do you think I will feel comfortable?
啊，舒服啊！才怪呢。
Some people say you may feel comfortable, but 法师 said that would be weird.
从来我没有看过一个人批评人是全身放松华喜的批评呢。
I have never seen anyone who's giving criticism or even constructive criticism to someone else while he was doing that. He was completely relaxed and with a big smile on his face.
你们有没有看见圆尊佛是批评佛？
Have you ever heard of a Buddha of criticism?
所以在我们日常生活当中每分每秒你都可以去洗你的法身啊。
So in our daily life, every second, every moment, you could try to wash your Dharma body.
好，这是为什么佛陀要来这个世间啊？是因为众生的缘成熟了，那么佛陀是从天降下来，因为众生的缘成熟了。
This is why historically Shakyamuni Buddha descended from the heaven just because the causes and conditions for sentient beings to receive the teachings are ripened.
然后他一手指天一手指地啊，那讲说天上天下唯有独尊啊。
And he with one finger pointed up towards heaven and one finger pointed down towards the earth, he proclaimed,That in the heavens above and the earth below, I alone am honored.
有些人不懂，觉得哇，佛很骄傲哈，很自大。
Some people don't get the meaning and feel like the Buddha was quite arrogant in saying that.
其实那个一所指天一所指地，那一个东西就是每个众生的法身。
So actually.When Buddha used one finger pointed up towards heaven and one finger pointed down towards the earth, that gesture refers to all Dharma bodies of all sentient beings.
你们现在是用法身来听我讲话，用法身来选择感觉。
right now you're actually you're using the Dhamma body to listen to this Dhamma talk and use the Dhamma body to perceive, to sense.
其实你在洗身体的时候，你是用法身洗什么？洗色身。
And actually, when you take a shower or bathe yourself, you're actually also using the Dhamma body to wash your physical body.
那但是呢，就是有时候我们并不知道，我那个能洗的、能想的、能感觉的那个就是法身，不知道。
It's just that you don't know that the one that is able to wash your physical body, is able to feel, to sense, to perceive, that is actually your Dhamma body.
我记得楞严经有讲到说，这个阿难问这一个问佛说，地狱天堂在哪里呢？那佛说在你的心里。
So I remember in the Sharagama Sutra, Ananda asked the Buddha, where is the heaven and the earth? Where is the heaven and hell? And Buddha responded, the heaven and hell are both in your mind.
其实那个心就是你的法身，就是你的佛性，就是你的空性。
That mind refers to your Buddha body.The emptiness, the nature of emptiness, and the Buddha nature.
所以我记得有一次有一个将军啊，去问一个禅师说，请问禅师有没有天堂地狱？然后禅师讲说，你不够资格。哦，那你这一个凡夫俗子，你不够资格问。啊，那跳起来了。禅师讲说，哦啊，现在就是地狱。啊，赶快啊啊啊！对不起，对不起，对不起。他说：“现在是天堂。
”So there was a story that a general visited a Chan master and asked her, "Master, is there heaven and hell?" And the Chan master responded, "You're not qualified to ask this question." And when general heard about it, was quite angry. Said, "What? I'm not qualified? What do you mean?" And he was quite upset. And then Chan Master said, well, now you're experiencing the hell. And then the general realized something and immediately apologized to the Chan Master, saying, I'm really sorry, I shouldn't behave that way. And then Chan Master said, well, now you're in the heaven.
你跳起来是别人让你跳起来，还是你选择的？
So when the general heard the first response and got quite angry and jumped out, do you think did he choose to do that?
我们会讲，都是你让我不快乐，还是你都会讲，都是我选择不快乐，是哪一个比较正确？
So most people will say it's because he made me unhappy, he made me angry. But actually, is that yourself?That you choose to be unhappy, which way is more correct?
我们也会讲，要不是你，我今天不会那么辛苦，对吗？
We often say, if not because of you, I won't be so miserable.
你下次应该讲说，因为我选择辛苦，不是因为你让我辛苦。
So next time, maybe after you heard this talk, you should say, well, I choose to feel miserable, not that because you, I feel miserable.
因为我们有一句话叫做什么？法身非凡非圣，可凡可圣。就他不是凡夫，也不是圣人，可是他可以选择凡夫，也可以选择圣人。
So there's a saying that the Dhamma body is not necessary a saint or an ordinary being, but it has the ability to choose to be a saint.Or an ordinary sentient being.
我们可能就有听过什么，若人意了知三世一切佛，应观法界性，什么，一切为心造。
And we probably have heard the sayings that if you want to know all the Buddhas of, you know, all the Buddhas from the past, present, and future lifetimes.
You perceive that.
若能意了之，三世一切我，因观法界心，一切唯心造。 Okay. And if you want to know the Buddhas from past, present, and futures, and you should just observe the Dharma body, because everything is created by your own mind.
就是我们这一个法身，也相当是一支心笔。 那你心笔沾红色的，你不可能是画出什么蓝色的图画。你沾蓝色的，你不可能变成是红色的画画。So
our Dharma body is just like a brush that you use to paint. If you use a red ink, you can't paint blue. And if you use a blue ink, you can't paint red.
所以 应该是每个当下都是你心笔自己去沾什么，假如红色叫做嗔心，白色叫做什么欢喜心，常常你是希望画出白色，但是你沾什么，沾红色的墨水。
So use analogy, it's just like using a brush to paint, and you, if the color red, the red ink represents anger, aversion, and the color white represents joy. You wish to use your brush to paint white because it represents joyful state, but unfortunately, most of the time, you just use a red ink.
假如你懂的话，其实你每个当下，我说一天有九万次的选择，你不要选择太多，你一天如果选择五万次哦，你就快乐的不得了了。So
if you truly understand what I'm talking about, just like I mentioned before, every day you have 90,000 chances to choose, and if you can correctly choose just 50,000 times, then you will be extremely happy.
讲到法身相当高，一般人听不懂，就像我讲，心中的妈妈不是妈妈，就这几个字而已，有些人，我们基本的消化要三年才能够听懂。So
I guess most people probably don't really understand or get it what Dharma body is. Just like the phrase I often use that the mom in your mind is not your real mom. So based on my experience, the average time for people to really understand what I'm talking about usually will take 3 years.
但是你那个懂了会很有用，但是有时候不懂，只要讲一些你可以听懂的话。所以就是佛陀讲到最高了以后，发觉大家听不懂以后，他马上又什么变成小孩子，然后用凡夫的身体。
So, but if you can actually understand what I'm talking about Dharma body, actually it's very useful in your daily life. But unfortunately, not everyone can understand it right away. So when Buddha was preaching Dharma, if sentient beings couldn't understand the highest level of the wisdom, he will break it down and easier teachings that people might find easier to accept. So he will use ordinary way to show.
刚才有一个菩萨在问我说，我们现在东都禅寺有一个什么，有一个圆圈是吧？有个人打住他们一个圆圈是吧？ 他问我那个圆圈是什么？其实那个圆圈就是法身，圆满的法身。是在外面贴的，是吧？对对对对对。So
if you have been to our temple, you'll see there's a circle. There's a picture of circle posted on the window. And some people ask me, what that mean? That actually represents a Dharma body.
啊，现在妈妈听不懂，其实。 有时候我问人家说，下面是不是你？现在知道不是了哈。
现在是不是你？
对，相片是不是你啊？
相片是不是你？ So, some people don't understand what I'm talking about when I say the mom in your mind is not your real mom.、Mm. Then I'll use another way to say the picture, your picture, when you look at your picture, is the image in the picture, is that you?
我相信大部分人都会认为那是我。
I think most people will say, yeah, that's me in the picture.
像现在有些小女生她花艳自己拍照什么八万张啊，
八万张
自拍。
So right now a lot of people like to take selfies. And
八万张
自拍的照片，
八万张。Okay, so right now taking selfies are quite popular, and some girl took selfies for 8,000 pictures.
他会不会把下面当成自己
？Do you think she actually is taking the pictures, the 8,000 pictures of her as actually herself?
肯定是嘛，对不对
？Of course, yeah.
我刚才就跟菩萨讲嘛，譬如说，下面是你，那我 A 会的时候是 A 相片还是 A 你本人
？So if you say the picture is you, your picture is you, then when I have appointment with you, should I ask the picture or should I ask you?
那我做人是做相片还是做你
？And if I want to beat you, should I beat the picture or should I beat you?
还有问一加二等于多少是问相片还是问你本人
？And when I ask a question, how what is equals to 1+1? Should I ask the picture or should I ask you?
那个相片本身没有，不会走路，不会听，不会什么，不会思考。我们有心，我们这个活生生的人有心，会思考，会看，会听，也会录影，会放映。下面通通没有，结果你把下面当成自己。
The picture, the image, actually can't walk, can't listen, can't think. But unfortunately, most people.Take that picture, that image at themselves.
他们叫做什么？用金、黄金更加换铁，换那个铁，有没有
？So we often say it's like you use gold to exchange for metal, for iron.
所以这个一个很关键的啊，就是你把相片当成你，那你就会把你记忆中的相片当成你。
So this is actually a critical point that if you would take the image in the picture, in your picture as you, and very likely you will take the image of you in your memory, in your mind as you as well.
那如果你把你记忆中的留下来的种种影像、种种感觉当成你，然后一直跟他互动，那可能就不快乐了。那个叫做你把化身弄脏了。
And if you take the images in your mind, in your memory, as you, and keep interacting with that thought, with that memory, you most likely won't be happy. And that's what we say, you defiled your Dharma body.
请问我们大部分的人会不会把？会不会把那个记忆中的画面感受当成自己当成别人
So, do you think most people will take the images, all kinds of images or sensations, in your memory as yourself, as you, as real?
我们叫做越想什么越想越气然后越想越舒服对有没有是不是跟你的记忆在互动
？And we often say that the more I think about it, the more I feel about it, I more angry I get. Do you think that he is actually interacting with the images in his memory?
这我不知道讲过多少次，但是我自己讲过也是跟把记忆当成什么，当成自己啊。
I have talked about this for many times, but sometimes I would take the memory as myself.
但是就是慢慢的练了以后，就是会少被骗了哈，少骗，少 被他骗几次这样子啊。
But the more you practice, the less you will be fooled by this type of thinking.
请问我们的记忆拿掉以后，你还有没有痛苦？
So I want to ask you, if we remove your memory, do you think you will still feel miserable?
应该就没有痛苦了嘛，哈，对不对？记忆拿掉，没有痛苦。
If you don't have memory or we removed your memory, you probably won't feel miserable anymore.
啊，记忆有没有办法拿掉？
But are you able to remove or wipe out your memory?
告诉你，记忆拿不掉的，抵离不掉的。
I can tell you that there's no way you can wipe out your memory.
那怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
譬如说，今天就是开车，然后看到那个人在那边要走不走，那个画面是抵离不掉的。但是有个东西我可以改，我原先很讨厌他，但是我用什么用这个什么，我们就正面去解读啊，他可能哈，可里面有一个什么人，什么什么人这样子。那你的那个什么加进去的判断就改变了嘛？可是那个场景基本上是什么抵离不掉的。
Just like the little story I shared with you earlier, that when we were driving over to this place, we saw a car stopped in the middle of the road. That scene, that picture, that memory, you can't delete it from your mind. There's no way you can delete it. But how you feel about that, how you react to that scene can be changed. You could interpret in a positive way, would say, like maybe, you know,they're really in a rush or in some special occasion and they really need to park right at that moment.
那我们一般人就是我从负面的想法心态转为正面的哈，这已经不简单了哦。
So for most people to change from transform from the negative point of view, negative attitude to a positive point of view, positive attitude, that's already quite something.
但是要有一个最棒的东西就是什么？要把那一个记忆哈，全部什么清洗的话，最棒的东西是记忆里面的人事物不是我，也没有离开我。
But that actually is not the best, is not the supreme wisdom or the best way to wash your Dhamma body. The best way is you take all the images, the people, the place, what happened, all these things, not as you, not, so they are the person involved in the scene is not you and does not depart from the Dhamma body either. If you can understand that, that's the supreme wisdom.
如果你要把你的化身洗干净啊，一定要懂这个道理，才能够真正把化身洗干净。
If you want to truly cleanse your Dhamma body, you have to understand this, and then you will be able to.Completely cleanse your Dhamma body.
第一，它很难懂，因为跟世俗的观念完全不一样。
But unfortunately, it's not very easy to understand because it is quite different from our normal way of thinking and perceiving things.
第二点，你懂了以后，那怎么样去洗？我们叫做怎么样去修行呢？那又是一个大问题啊。
And second, even you understand intellectually how to use that, how to use this wisdom, how to use this intellectual understanding, how to practice this wisdom is another difficult thing, is another big issue.
如果你的法身能够洗干净啊，这时候你的法身或者你的心性或者你的空性啊，或者你的佛性就能够产生跟佛同样的智慧跟慈悲。
And if you're able to fully cleanse the Dhamma body like this, then the Buddha nature the empty, the nature of the emptiness will manifest itself, and you will have the same wisdom and compassion as Buddha.
所以这个还是值得讲哦，虽然就似懂非懂哦，但是听久了以后，懂一点点你就会受用啊。
So even though it's difficult to understand, it's still worth talking again and again, because even if you just understand a little bit, it will be very beneficial for you.
那化身就是那一颗无形无相，但是具有见闻觉知功能那颗心。
So Dhamma body is the one that doesn't have any physical form, but has the ability to see, hear, perceive, think.
好，问一个问题，这边的这些色相是不是都在你心中里面？
So let me ask you a question. All the physical forms presented in this location, are they all in your mind?
是不是？你们都可以看到嘛，对不对？
That's right, because you can all see it.
那等一下你们离开，这些影像有没有跟着你跑？
And when you leave this place, do these images go with you?
没有啊，你们没有录影啊。
Some people say no, but Fash asked, didn't you recording all the time in your mind?
那你离开以后，你还说，哎，华师今天讲什么听不太懂，有没有？
And when you left, some may wondered what Fash was talking about. I didn't quite understand.
请问那个录影的那个华师的像是不是我？
So I want to ask you, the one that is recording all this scene, sound, sight, is that you?
如果你回去以后你说哎，华师讲的听不懂，对不起，你已经把华身弄脏了。
If today you go back and you said what the Fash was talking about today, I didn't understand. At that moment you already defiled your Dhamma body.
还是听不懂，对不对？
Is it still hard to get?
你就想象嘛，我们在做梦的时候男主角、女主角、路人甲、路人乙，还有导演，还有什么编辑，是不是说你一个人包办
？Well, you can just imagine, and also in your dream, in your dreams, the actors, actress in your dreams, and the director who's directing the whole scene, is that all you?
可是你有没有能力发觉，全部都是你什么？你自己掏腰包的？
But are you able to realize you are actually doing all the things as a director, as actor, as actress in your dreams?
没办法，其实白天会不会？白天我们的，你录影以后再重播了，那个在晚上播的时候叫做梦，白天播了叫做妄想。
So will we do that in our awakening time?Actually, it's the same. So when you record and then replay in your mind, in night time, in sleeping time, we call it dreams. But in your awakening time, we call those wandering thoughts.
所以你如果你在录影、在回想的时候，把坐在这个形象当成我，那你就是什么？在做梦，还没有醒来呀、啊？没有醒来，叫做把华身弄脏了。
So when you constantly keep recording and then replaying in your mind or in your dreams, you're not enlightened. You're still in this dream yet. You're not waking up, and you get your Dhamma body defiled.
所以曾经有一个密宗的那么一个修法哈，就是你在梦中做梦，梦到被只老虎追，哇，你因为把它当真，跑啊，最后就什么？因为跑了没有老虎快啊，就被他咬死了，已经要吓死了，吓醒了啊！花姐是一场梦啊。接下来呢，你要再重新再进入梦境当中，然后老虎在追的时候，你跑快一点也没关系，慢跑也没关系，被他咬死也没关系，因为是什么？是梦，他要叫你再重新啊，重新再做梦， 但在梦当中你要知道那是梦。
So there's a, I heard of a esoteric practice that if you had a dream that you were chasing by a tiger and you ran and ran and ran and you tired and eventually you got caught by the tiger and frightened and then you wake up, you wake up from your dream. And if you had that dream, how to practice is you have to go back into that dream and still chase by the tiger. But at that time, you need to realize that you're dreaming and you need to slow down your pace of running and let the tiger catch you and still clearly aware that that's a dream.
所以就是你如果有什么的话，你也是一样。白天你有什么不愉快的经验，你必须要再回到那个经验上，看到那一个不愉快的里面的那个经验里面的我跟别人，都是我，没有别人，都是我，但也不是我，因为它就是一个什么，一个影像无出来而已。嗯。
So when you similarly, so when you have some unpleasant experience in your daily life, you have to face that unpleasant experience and realize in that unpleasant experience there's no others, no self, all are you.
因为什么？因为是你的心啊，你的心录影。那放出来的嘛，那你的心在什么选择也是你的心啊，你讨厌也是你的心在讨厌啊，你喜欢也是你的心在喜欢。
Because, when your mind is recording all the scenes or all the events and then replay them again and again, and then you generate feelings of aversion or attachment, craving. Actually, it's all you that doing all this.
所以我们要讲一下，因为今天有荧幕都没有讲也不对哈。所以接下来就是什么？回入婴儿身以后，然后婴儿的身垢要用水来洗，那欢呼的心垢用什么洗呢？其实，身体的脏啊，可以洗心净，然后心垢就要用滑水洗。
So when Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha returned to be ordinary baby and manifested ordinary person to deliver sentient beings, the dirt on the baby's body can be washed off by water, but what can be used to wash away the defilement of one's mind?
那个色身就是我们这个身体。还有我们的化身啊，本来就没有清净跟污垢，但是你心去分别过跟净，然后它就过跟净的话就显现出来了啊。
So originally there's no distinction between clean and dirty regarding physical body or dharma body, but such distinction arises from the discriminating mind. When you have discriminating mind, there is such a thing as clean and dirty.
然后化身当然就是色身本来就清净，化身也是本来清净啊，从头到尾在任何时间都是清净的。
And so the physical body is originally clean, and the Dhamma body is even so. It has always been immaculate without any defilement.
那要找化身，你必须要在色身才能够找到化身。
But if you want to seek this Dhamma body, you have to start from the physical body, the form.
也就是说，色身就相当于波浪，化身相当于海水。
So that is in another analogy that the form is like the waves of the ocean, and the Dhamma body is like the water, the sea water.
那他们两个就是海水波浪本来就是一个嘛，那所以化身各身色身本来就是同一个身体啊。
So you can't really separate water from the wave. It's the same way you can't separate Dhamma body from form, from physical body.
那我们的滑水就是遍满哦，就到处都是滑水，那怎么讲呢？
And sometimes we say Dharma water is everywhere. And how to understand this?
实际上就是你这颗心啊，不要取舍呢，它叫做华水。
So when we say Dharma water, we're talking about your mind not to discriminate, not to discriminate. That is Dharma water.
所以你只要你的心啊，你现前这颗心啊，也是不要取舍，也是不要执着哈。
So if your mind is not discriminating or not attaching to objects.
那如果执着的话，我们这一颗清净的华身就好像就被掩盖的啊。
And if your mind generates discriminating thoughts or attached to objects, and then your mind is obscured.
为什么我们会这个我们这个华身这个华水会隐藏的呢？因为我们每一念每一念都在跟前念互动，所以就变成你的心跟前念的前念就变成外境了啊。
So how come our mind can be obscured? That is because every moment, our mind is interacting with a previous thought, and that previous thought becomes the object of the mind.
比如说你说啊，某某人对我不好，这是当下是一个念头，可是你第二念在想在针对这个念头的时候，那这一个念头就叫做境界，就是一个第二念就变成叫做心，前一念就变成什么外境。
So for example, when you generate a thought right now saying that person is unfair to me, and then when you generate next thought, that next thought is a mind, that is a mind that is going to interact with the previous thought, which is that person is unfair to me. That thought became an object at that time.
这里面有很多错误啊，我们一般人不知道啊。那个人对我不好，请问那个人是你的念头还是？你那个念头是那个人。
So there's a lot of errors in that type of way to function your mind. For example, when you say that person is not good because he's unfair to me, is that person a real person?
听得懂吗
？Do you understand?
就你浮出一个人的影像，对不对？我刚才讲说。相片怎么可能是他？怎么可能是你？但是你把它当成他以后，你第二念在跟这个影像互动，那刚才那个影像就变成外境，你第二念变成心。
So do you understand what I'm talking about? When you generate the thought that person is not good to me, just like the analogy of the picture of you is that picture of you. So when you generate that thought, that image of that person, you also took that image as that person and start interacting with that thought as if the image was a real person.
如果你觉得前任还在，你在跟他互动，那这样的话，我们叫做轮回，他们叫做再生，你再生一个念头。
And if you feel the image arising in your mind is actually the real person that you're talking about, and then you will experience reincarnation or rebirth.
因为再生。
Rebirth.
对。
Yeah.
那阿罗汉因为不再生，他们不会被前念欺骗，不会再跟前任互动，所以他们就能够什么停止轮回。
And because our hearts are able to stop interacting with previous thoughts, so they can stop reincarnation, stop rebirthing.
所以一个关键点就是我们在每个当下，我们的心中会浮出念头，然后我们的心会透过眼睛、耳朵看到东西，看到、听到声音。那看到本来是清净的。可是你认为那个是别人， 你就会再生念头，再生感觉。
So the critical point here is that every moment when we are experiencing life, we will have images, thoughts arising out of our minds, and we will also see and hear, interact with others. That seeing itself is not necessarily defiled. It's pure. It is that when you see something, you take it as real. You take that image as real, then your mind gets defiled.
所以要洗你的法身很简单，你的心中浮出的各种念头，你先看看那个是念头还是你还是别人。
So it's actually quite easy to cleanse your Dhamma body. Is that every time there's thoughts arising out of your mind or images in your mind, will you choose to see it as just thoughts, or will you choose to see it as there's a real person, real people involved?
你可以告诉自己那是五蕴啊，然后你眼前看到那个也是五蕴，那都是你心中的东西。
You could tell yourself that what you have been experiencing or what you have seen are all just five skandhas or five aggregates.
那以后你记得要吵架的时候，我用我的五蕴跟前面那个五蕴吵架哈。
And when you want to argue or you want to fight, remember you're using the existing five aggregates to argue with the previous five aggregates.
你要就是说无印生气，我的法身从来不会生气啊。
And you should remember that the five aggregates which, you know, forms the body, the five aggregates will, get angry, but the Dhamma body will never get angry.
你记得就是我的法身啊，就像海水一样，那可以产生生气的波浪啊。那你要记住，这个海水从来没有波浪的，可是它可以显现生气的波浪啊。
And in using the same analogy, that you should think that the Dhamma body is like the sea water, and it can give rise to different type of waves. It can give rise to the wave of anger, or it can give rise to the wave of not angry.
所以在你心中不管你产生什么画面，那就是那叫做五蕴里面的色蕴。那你产生什么感觉啊？那个叫做色蕴。你产生什么想法？那个叫做想蕴啊。那你觉得很讨厌或是很喜欢，那叫行蕴。
So, when you in the five aggregates, when you give rise to the image of, when you perceive forms, that is called the form aggregate. And when you give rise to sensations, that is sensation aggregate, the aggregate of sensation. And we give rise to thinking, the thoughts, and there's one of the aggregates of thinking.
喜欢生活你喜欢我讨厌的叫行音
And when you have aversion or a craving, that is a volition aggregate.
然后譬如说按你的心里面会录影在幻影，那个叫做四音。
And your mind is able to record and then replay, and that is a consciousness.
那这一些就是五蕴，它基本上都是从你的空性或是法身产生的相，就像你海所有的波浪都是从海水生出来，然后又什么又回到海水。
So the five aggregates are all forms that generated from this empty nature, the emptiness. They are just like all the waves are created, are just water, and they will return to be seen water as well.
那不只是你自己的五蕴是你的心中产生的人，你面前那一个五蕴也是你心中产生的。
And not just yourself, that the five aggregates of yourself are generated by your own mind. Other people, the images of other people other five aggregates are generated by your mind as well.
那它这些显现的这些现象就相当于波浪，起来会什么？会消失，但是海水不会消失，就是华生不会消失。
So the other images, they will come and go, they will disappear, they will arise, but the Dhamma body will never disappear.
所以你在要把你的化身洗干净，就是在任何时间你心中浮出来的像，或是你眼睛看到、耳朵听到任何一个像，都是你的化身或是你的空性显现出来的，那都是你，但是它因为消失，也所以都不是你。
And the way to really cleanse your Dhamma body is to realize, to understand that every moment, the images of other people or yourself or what you see, what you perceive, they are all the manifestation of your true mind, your Dhamma body. They come and go. So they're not you, not the real you. But at the same time, they do not depart from you.
那你还记得就是说，哎，有个五蕴在骂我这个五蕴，其实我心中那个五蕴骂这个五蕴，就是这个波浪欺负这个波浪啊！你要记住，全部都是我心中的东西，你不要把你前面两公尺的波浪当成是别人。
So when you're upset because someone is scolding you, you should realize that, the image.The thinking that in your mind that other people, that five aggregates, you know, it's the five aggregates of that person, actually is what is in your mind as well. So what's really happening is, the five aggregates of others is, scolding, the next thought of the image of five aggregates. So they are all actually created by your own mind.There's no real other people involved.
那这一些，这些起来又消失的波浪啊，它因为消失，所以不是我，叫做无我。
And we say no self. The concept of no self is because it's just like the waves. They will come and go. They never persistent forever. So.In that way, we say there's no self.
那它因为都是从这个波浪都是从海水跑出来，所以也没有离开我。
But because the wave, the nature of wave is exactly water, so the wave can never becoming wave without water. So we have to say, so in that sense, we say, the Dhamma body can never.Exist without or cannot manifest without forms.
所以如果这样子的话，那你看一天你能够洗多少次啊？
So having that in mind, now you can try for yourself and see how many times you can remember and not get fooled by the conventional way of thinking and cleanse your Dhamma body.
如果这样的话，就真正在我们的什么洗。借着洗这个色身来什么洗华身啊。
And if you can do that, then you're really, using, this physical body to wash off your physical body, but using the Dhamma body to wash.
那接下来看看你一天洗几次啊。
So you can try it out yourself, see how many times you can do that in a day.
看你是弄脏的时间比较多还是洗的时间比较多啊。
So you can see, there are more chances that you will get your mind dirty, or you will actually clean your mind.
那这要洗，大概也要配合一些，禅修的功夫啊。
Of course, if you want to do that, you really need to, learn some methods, Chan methods to practice.
最好你们要来打默照啊。
Especially good if you can come to the silent illumination retreat.
或是要打话头哈
，or the 话头 retreat。
好的话，你听了以后，你听得很有道理，可是，出去以后马上又什么，又把它拼命把它弄脏了。
Otherwise, even though you agree with me right now, or you feel intellectually it makes sense, Once you leave this place, after talk, you probably will totally forget about it and then continue function the way you used to be and get the mind defiled.
没关系，这个要时间啊。你出去以后，你就记住一句话，你说我一天有90,000次的机会啊，来选择啊。
That's quite okay. If you do that, just remember, if you have to take away one thing from this talk, just remember that every day I have 90,000 times, 90,000 chances I can choose.
那你说你们要不要跟我一同练？我一天有90,000次可以选择舒服跟不舒服。
So do you want to repeat with me in Chinese that in English it means every day I have 90,000 times to choose to be content or to be uncomfortable.
要不要跟着练？
To recite.
好，我一天有90,000次可以选择舒服跟不舒服。I don't want English.
So for English speaking, for English speaker, do you want to recite basically the same thing that's every day I have 90,000 times to choose to be content or not uncomfortable?
好，那你这句话就可以什么，你记起来，那你想办法你知道舒服还是不舒服，那对你就有用了啊。
Yeah, no matter if you understand it or not, just memorize it and it might be helpful.
第二句就是舒服跟不舒服是我选择的，不是给人别人给我的。
And a similar way to put it is feeling at ease or not is a choice, not someone else, not something that someone else give to me.
要不要再练一下？舒服跟不舒服是我选择的，不是别人给我的。
So for English speaker, you can recite like feeling at ease is really a choice, personal choice, not someone else that give to me.
但是记住哦，你别人说舒服是不舒服是你选择的，你不要认为是我造成的哦。
So you really need to remember that whether you're feeling at ease or not, it's really your own choice, not someone else's fault.
那句话是拿来自己用的啊，镜子是拿来照自己的，不是什么，不是照别人的啊。
And you have to remember, this is for yourself, not for you to use this to judge others. This is like a mirror you can look at that for yourself.
请问你照人会不会舒服？
So I want to ask you, when you use this mirror, will you feel comfortable or will you feel at ease?
你照人肯定不舒服的，不管照得多正确，绝对不舒服的。
I can tell you, most of the time, you won't feel comfortable or at ease when you use this mirror of wisdom to observe or to examine yourself.
哦，希望你们回去哦，就像那些小女生要照80,000张哈。
So I hope when you go home, you will like that little girl who took 8,000 selfies of herself. You will do the same thing, but with the wisdom mirror.
你要比她厉害，你一天要照80,000张啊。
90,000张
对。
And you will do even better. You will examine yourself 90,000 times a day.
那他不用充电。
And you don't need to charge battery for that.
你如果能够一天照90,000张，明年再来的话，你就很干净了哈。
And if you're able to do that, you'll be very clean when you come next day.
好，祝各位啊。
Bless everyone.
然后就是你这样的话，就等于是把这一个当作送给你妈妈的礼物啊。
And if you can achieve that, and this is the best present to give to your mom.
好，阿弥陀佛。
Okay.